Strange Adventure.
John Friday had barely rubbed the sleep from his eyes when a resounding knock sounded from the direction of his front door. A vague moment later, Peter Smorgas was explaining the reason for his early morning visit.
You know, Jan, you got an old shack up there at Black Maverick Mine. Well, I talked to Tex Talbot last night, and he wants to buy it for his ranch. You would like to sell it?
Well, sure, Peter. It's no good to me now since the mine is played out. How's he going to move it to the Diamond D? Well, he wants you to deliver it for him. He said he would give you $20 for it. Oh, $20 isn't much for a fine building like that, but I suppose I'll have more use for the money than for the shack. But how can I deliver it? I think maybe you put skates under it and pull it there.
Oh, no, you mean skids, Peter, not skates. No, I mean skates with wheels on, like children bump into me on the sidewalk with.
John laughed. Peter had the right idea, except that there was an acute shortage of the right type of wheels in Martinville. Skids it would have to be, and it would take all the horsepower his jalopy, Galloping Gladys, could muster for the task. By mid-morning, John Friday was busy at work, jacking up the rough shanty and getting the skids underneath it. Tex Talbot, Sheriff Patrick O'Brien, and Peter Smorgas were there to give advice and generally supervise the job. At last, all was ready for the great trek to the Diamond D Ranch. Galloping Gladys was backed into position, and cables were run from the shack to the rear of the car. John started the motor and took up the slack in the cables. Patrick O'Brien signaled as the car moved forward.
Now, easy does it. Easy to get it moving, now.
The wheels jerked and caught. Then the motor stalled. John started up again, and this time the wheels spun, bit into the ground, and held. There was a great crackling sound, then a crash. The cables went limp. All four men gasped at the sudden damage John had wrought. Tex Talbot was ready to snatch at the little man in his rage.
Now look what you did. You went and ruined the shack. I'll not give a penny for a stack of firewood like that.
John climbed out of his car and went back to survey his unfortunate handiwork. Something in that pile of crazily stacked boards piqued his curiosity, and he crawled into the wreckage to investigate. To John's amazement, he found something that he had overlooked before. The single room was sealed by what had appeared to be rough planking, then covered with a coating of old newspapers. Part of the papers were ripped away now, revealing wide boards of smooth, dark, reddish wood. John examined one of the boards. It was pure mahogany. Then he remembered a tale he had heard of Martinville in the old gold rush days, of the mysterious disappearance of the priceless mahogany bar of the old Last Chance Saloon. And John Friday was about to sell this valuable property for a paltry $20. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Bush Pilot, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.